This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Wouldn't it be nice if life was less complicated and more about smooth sailing? Former Prime Minister here in Australia, Malcolm Fraser, said once, "Life was not meant to be easy." I'm not sure in the context in which he said these famous words, but I think he struck a chord with many of us. Life has a habit of throwing up difficulty and issues which we're not particularly wanting to welcome. After all, who wants to experience difficulty anyway? Does anyone go around saying, "Let me have more problems today, please"? No, I haven't met anyone quite like that. I've met quite the opposite. Many people have had their fair share of trouble and then would welcome less stress and would prefer to be happy with a tranquil life. But you know, that's not the way life goes. Each day there can be at least one obstacle that we face. Whatever it is, we can come suddenly face to face with a decision. How do I handle this issue? Can I overcome this obstacle? Can I be confident about it? Yes, well, you can go to bookstores and buy self-help books that give you clues on how to meet life head-on with confidence. And there are dozens of gifted authors who give out their words of wisdom chapter after chapter, hoping that you'll buy their masterpiece and that you'll go home and read it. Now, that's okay, I'm not against that, but what is, after all, an obstacle? Well, I looked at the dictionary and it says, "someone or something that stands in the way or holds up progress." Well, that can mean almost anything, doesn't it, that gets in the way of you achieving your goal. And can I say the particular obstacle will be faced sooner or later? Don't just ignore the problem. I remember the story of the old farmer. He'd ploughed around a large rock in one of his fields for years. He'd broken several ploughshares and a cultivator on the job, and he was getting fed up with this rock that caused him all this trouble. So he broke another ploughshare, and remembering all the trouble that the rock had caused him, he decided to do something about it. So he put a crowbar under the rock, and he was surprised to discover it was only about 6 inches thick, and that he could easily break it up with a sledgehammer. And as he was carting the pieces away, he smiled, remembering the trouble that this rock had caused him over the years. And if only he had done something about it earlier. How very often we are scared to face up to the issue because we're fearful of what we might find. But I want to assure you that life can be meaningful and it can be fulfilling in spite of the obstacles. We can survive the obstacles even when life is hard. Or, you know, we can throw in the towel and say, "Well, I'm not going to do anything." But I want to say that God expects us to take control of our own lives and to trust Him. Now, it's not always easy to put that into practice. But do you know that even negative experiences are indeed opportunities to learn and take control of our own lives? Have you listened to stories of people who have become successful? And unless they came from humble beginnings and against all odds, they did overcome their situations. They realized that they had to rise above the particular situation. Now I'm talking here, for example, in the New Testament. Peter, he denied Jesus. Actually, he basically betrayed his friendship and he realized that he'd failed Jesus and he tried to go back to his normal life. And Jesus knew that Peter would be a great man once he realized what had actually happened. He had a destiny that was quite unique for Peter. He realized his mistake. He overcame the mistake. But he actually didn't let the mistake overcome him because he knew that he was a disciple of Jesus, that he'd made a mistake. Therefore, he overcame that obstacle. Now, we think, for example, of Judas. Now, on the other hand, Judas, when he betrayed Jesus, he felt so bad about this. The tragedy of Judas, of course, was that he hung himself. He let his mistake overcome him, and eventually it just cost him his life. I think that Judas could have been forgiven. Jesus forgives everybody, but the mistake there was just so great. So remember, you are called to do great things and there will be failures, obstacles, rejections, there'll be disappointments and all those sort of things. But remember, God has given you a calling, so why not fulfill it? Well, Heavenly Father, many of us are short-sighted. We can't see any other point of view except our own. Give us the strength to overcome obstacles and difficulties. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.